didn't just start with me, but I just really want to know, because I noticed that it's mostly older people that are interested in history.
Right. And I like to listen at stories. You ever get a kick out of listening to older people tell their stories?
Yes, I do.
Like my dad, he had to run from Georgia because he jumped on a white man.
Right.
And he had to run to Flush, how he got down here. Because this was way back during the sharecropper's days. You remember you heard about the sharecropper?
Yeah.
Well, my dad and this man tangled up and he got in a fight out in the field and daddy had to run for his life. I mean, I have stories like that.
I mean, he physically ran, kept running until he got to Sarasota?
No. He ran from the field until he got to a person who had a car. And they took him out of that area into another area. And somebody gave him some money to put him on the bus. And they sent him to Tampa, Florida. He didn't know nobody in Tampa. But they got him out of Georgia to keep him from being killed.
Wow.
And my mom was carrying me at the time. That was her husband.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's a real...
And your mom stayed? And your mom stayed?
Yeah, my mom and my dad was living together at home. But my dad, my mom was carrying me. And this white guy, an old white man, this was years ago now. He wanted my mom to be out there hauling peanuts like the other black ladies. And my dad said no, because she is with Charles, and I'm out here instead of her.
Uh-huh.
But every day he would get after my dad. Why isn't she out here like the other niggers, the other Negroes, or whatever they call the women back then? And dad said she's home. She's too hot out here for her. She's with Charles, whatever they said. I know he didn't say the word pregnant, but what?
Uh-huh.
And that man stayed at my dad. And so one day he hit him. My dad knocked him down on the ground, beat him, and then he had to run for his life. And my dad told me, he said he jumped over. He was in a pasture where they had a lot of cows. And he said all the cows was, you know how cows sit down for the night? And he said I could look across the field and see the fence where they had the dogs. They were trying to find him with the dogs. You know, they give the dogs like a piece of material, like a shirt or something, they get your set.
Right.
And that's how they find you. And Daddy said, he said, you wouldn't believe this. He said, every one of those cows stood up except the one I was laying down by.
Ooh.
He said, that's the only one laid there. He said, that one cow saved his life. Because all the other cows stood up, but that one.
Mm.
And he was laying down by that cow. If that one had stood up, they'd have put the dogs on him. He'd have been dead to this day.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a story.
And my daddy, he had wanted to see me. I was his only child in the whole world. And he said, he prayed and asked the Lord that God would let him see his daughter before he died and left this world. He said, Lord, you know the story. I had to leave Georgia, and he said, I want to see my child. I know she's a girl. I know she's Gwen, because my mama told him. He slipped in one night when I was a baby, but he had to slip in and slip out.
Oh, he actually found a way back to Thomasville.
But not in the daytime.
Oh, at night.
At night he came, got somebody in the car to bring him to see me after I was just a baby.
Wow.
Okay, then he could only stay there for a few hours, and he had to get back out before it got too light. And so he paid a man to bring him in a car.
Mm.
He's in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And so I didn't see my dad from the time I was a baby till I was 13 years old.
Wow.
13. I was raised by my grandparents. And my dad was down here in Florida and I was in Georgia. But daddy was worried. He said he kept praying, Lord, I want to see my daughter. He said he would imagine what I looked like. At 13, he came to see me and brought me a little watch.
Mm-hmm.
My first watch. He was married to another woman by then, because he and my mama had no more life after that. So he married Mercedes. I never will forget. She brought me a few little clothes, and daddy brought me a little watch. And I didn't see him no more then until I was fully grown, married with two children.
Wow.
From the time I was like 13, I was either 13 or 15. I think I was like 13.
Wow.
But daddy wanted to see me. And so it worried me after I had graduated from college. Uh-huh. And so my uncle said, you could marry right here in my house. So I married in my uncle's house, and my uncle gave me away. And then later on, my uncle came to Boston, Georgia, and he said, I found where your daddy is. I said, where? He said, he's in Tampa, Florida. Hmm. My uncle was the baby boy. So he said, here's your cousin. He said, you got a first cousin in Tampa. His name is Irvin McKeever. He said, here's his phone number. You call Irvin, identify yourself, let him know you're Willie's daughter, which is y'all's first cousin, and let him come and pick you up and take you to where your dad is. Mm. And I was so nervous, I didn't know what to do, because I hadn't seen him since I was 13. I was married with two children. Mm. So I asked my husband, what should I do? So my husband said, just act natural. Don't practice nothing. Mm. Just let it go. Just be normal. Let it be normal. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll be there with you. We did all of that, called Irvin. He met us at a place, went to see my dad. And guess what my dad had for me?
What?
A bag of Three Musketeers candy. Like you buy for a little girl, baby. A big bag of candy with Three Musketeers and two or three other little candies all in there that you give little kids. Because he hadn't seen me since I was 13.
Right.
Big bag of candy. Mm,
mm-hmm. How was it? How was the reunion?
It was good. It was. I hugged him and his stepmother. My stepmother was so sweet. She was like a second mom. So I hugged her too. I remember that very day what I had on and everything. I went to see them.
What you had on, Miss?
I had on a red and white suit and white shoes with stockings. After church, we went see. Mm-hmm. So we just came straight on from church and went on to Tampa. Mm-hmm. And I was dressed with my red and white suit. I had my little kids dressed, Brian and Amy, my husband. And it was nice. And then after that, the Lord blessed us to have 20 years together before he died.
Really?
20 years.
Oh, my God.
That was in 75. 85, 95. It was a little bit more. Because Dana died in 2000. It was 2003 or 4. Yeah, he was almost 91 when he died.
Wow. What kind of things did y'all do?
A long life together.
Because
he prayed. Yes, sir. And God gave him that. He answered his prayer.
Yes, he did.
He sure did.
What did y'all do together in those 2 years?
Of your heart. If you delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
And my daddy, I remember he said, you know what? He said, I used to walk the floor and cry like a baby. I said, you did? He said, because I asked the Lord, don't take me before I could see my daughter one more time. Mm-hmm. He sure did.
Wow.
My daddy. He said, I had no idea in the world where you were. And you see how God brought that together?
Yeah.
He said, I didn't know how and where to look for you or anything. But I asked the Lord to let me live to see my daughter one more time. And God gave us 20 years together, a little over 20 years.
Wow. What kind of things did y'all do in that 20 years?
He used to come over here and I'd do dinner. Daddy wouldn't do much. I would go over there every first of the month. And I'd write out all his bills, mm-hmm. take him to the grocery store, cash and carry with his favorite store, get his groceries, take him to get a haircut, take him to wash his clothes at the laundry. I spent the whole day over there. The whole day over there in Tampa with my daddy. The whole day. Then me and him would go by cash and carry's salad bar, buy a big salad and come home and eat. Then, if it was too late, he wanted me to spend the night. Mm-hmm. And he would always say, if I don't get up in the morning, it's because I'm going on to that upper room. He was going to the upper room. My daddy was a Christian. Mm. I'm going to the upper room. And he said, you strive to meet me there one day.
And that is exactly what you have done, Mrs. Atkins.
You think so?
Oh, girl. Oh, he would be so proud of you.
Oh.
He would.
But anyway, I was so blessed that I could be with my daddy for 20 years. And all those early years, I was raised with my grandparents.
What happened to your mother?
My mother, she remarried too and had
And she, you, what happened? She couldn't take you into her second marriage?
I didn't want to. I want to stay with my grandparents.
Oh,
so I didn't, you know, mom and daddy was who I was with since I was a baby. You know, what happened when I was born and she and daddy divorced, my grandmother said, my mama went, you ever heard of living on with rich people in their home?
Yeah.
So she went to Miami and she lived with these rich people out on the beach. And mama didn't want me to be going from pillar to post. So she said, just leave her here with us. We'll raise her. So my mother went to Miami and then she sent money back home.
I see.
To help. But she married another man. She met a man and married him and she had two other daughters.
I see.
So
Did you know my mother? Did you know my mother?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, because she died when I was two.
You were 2 years old?
Yeah, my sister.
How old was Sharon?
She was just days old.
Really?
Days old. You know what happened? She had a cerebral hemorrhage.
Your mother?
Yeah, days after she had that little girl, she complained about a headache. And I think this was in Gainesville. You know, my family doesn't talk very much about it because, for whatever reason, I don't know. Because I guess they were trying to protect us as little girls from the hurt of losing our mother. But anyway, she complained about us.